We had big hockey news around here. I don't know if you got to hear the sensation known as Monty on Monty on White Elephant Day when Jim Montgomery talked to Justin Montemayor.
Yeah, I heard about it. I'm still recovering from listening to Santa with you guys, to be honest with you.
It kills you every year, doesn't it? It just sets you back.
I just went into a corner in my room here and just hugged my support, my emotional support snowman real, real tight.
I know. I've been crying.
I've been crying for
5 minutes. I'm just now getting over it.
Monty gets the game, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He was funny. He rolled with it really well, and I didn't know how – because I saw the questions before they were asked, and I didn't know how they were going to go. But, you know, it did make me think just a general thought, too, about hockey players and coaches. You guys have always been that way, and the Stars have always been that way since they came to town.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, I don't know, pretty much up for anything and pretty much the, you know, the dude that you can relate to.
Well, I always bring up that I think it was – God, what now? 15 years ago. We were in Calgary, I think it was. No, it must have been an American-based place where they weren't quite sure who the players were in that. But Aaron Gavey, who used to play for us, did an entire post-game interview as someone else because the interviewer thought he was someone else. And rather than correct the interviewer, he just rolled with it. He just was like, yeah, I'm him for 2.5 minutes here of your time and answered every question.
That's great.
They're good dudes.
Yeah.
They really are. And it's, you know, for the most part, it stayed that way, too. It hasn't really deviated all that much. We don't have as much access to them as we used to. They sort of get into their own worlds just the way they travel now and the way dressing rooms and rinks are set up. You don't mingle with them as much as you used to. But whenever you do, they're the same guys for the most part. They're pretty grounded, and they'll take time for you whenever you ask, and very polite, very hockey player-ish.
You know, I always tell this story, and this was year one or two of the ticket, and I was out at Stars practice, and I asked Modano for an interview. And he said, I got to go into the penalty kill meeting, but I'll find you afterwards. And he left, and I thought, yeah, he'll find me afterwards.
No way.
Like, he's this team star. He just blew me off. But you know what? That's okay, because I've been blown off by Cowboys and Rangers and Mavericks for years.
Right.
So I'm sitting out there trying to find someone else to talk to, or talking to someone else in the media. And like 15 minutes later, tap on the shoulder, I turn around, it's him. He goes, okay, you want to do the interview? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. It's just sort of who they are. Mm-hmm. And it's not a premeditated, you know, our job is to sell the game and grow the game. It's just sort of who they are. It's like, hey, somebody asked nicely if they could interview me. So of course I'll go do it.
Right.
And it really hasn't changed that much, which I'm very appreciative of.
Very cool. Well, the team is playing a lot better. That's 3 wins in a row, and they're getting a little healthier. So the arrow is pointing up.
Yeah, they get Martin Hansel back here tonight after having back fusion surgery late last year. And, you know, for a group that has dealt with injury as well as they have here, they've been decimated, especially on defense. But Martin was another guy that was mixed into that group that was skating but wasn't ready to go. And, you know, he's had multiple back surgeries now. The hope is that he can get up and running in game situation as quick as possible. And, you know, it makes them a deeper team. It puts other people in their proper spots. It's amazing when you have one guy come back into whatever sports lineup it is, and he can just drop this guy down here, elevate this guy, move this guy over there, and you look like a fuller, more complete team. And I think Martin Hansel is one of those type players. The problem last year was he was never healthy, and you could see bits and pieces of what he could add at that size. He's 6'6", 235 pounds, and really smart, and plays on both sides of the Stars game. He can be a good offensive guy. He can be a real smart, obviously big body defensive player. So getting him back in there, it allows them, provided he stays healthy and looks like a guy who's ready to go, he just makes them a much better team going both directions, and they could use that right now.
It's one thing to go through back surgery and come back and play golf. I can't imagine going through that and coming back and playing hockey.
Well, I know. And when this happened and Tagger came back, I went through our medical staff and just asked them, like, how close are these two surgeries? And they're different. Marty had his surgery done by Dr. Watkins out in Los Angeles, who's done a million back surgeries, and I think he did his previous one. And Tagger's was a little bit different. I think it was a local guy, Geyer, here that did Tagger's surgery. And yeah, I mean, yes, there's twisting and what have you in golf, but you're not getting run over by someone
no.
and jarred into boards repeatedly. So this is a little different stress test, I would think, on a surgery like that. And, you know, fingers and toes crossed that it obviously went well, that he's back, that he can play, and that he stays healthy going forward.
We had big news in the NHL this week. They announced they're going to expand a 32nd team. It's going to be in Seattle, which is really cool. I liked your tweet this week that you would call them the baristas.
Lots of people like that tweet. It was my most liked tweet ever.
Was it really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. By thousands.
It was very funny. I got a good laugh out of it. That's really...
The kicker, though, is that every team would be spelled differently or wrong. Because when you walk into Starbucks and you give a name, for the most part, it's never going to be spelled properly, right?
No, right.
They just scribble whatever they want down there.
Right.
So I just threw in a bunch of letters and consonants and vowels for the teams and make it sound kind of like it. It was fun. People liked it.
You know, I've always wondered why Seattle didn't have an NHL team, because it just seems that part of the country, it seems like a natural.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it fills out, if you're just staring at the map of North America, there was kind of a big hole up in that area of the United States as far as, having a National Hockey League team. So it's a geographical rival, albeit through the Peace Arch out on the West Coast between Vancouver and Seattle. So that'll be fun. And it gives the Pacific Northwest a footprint and a holding here in the United States. They had hockey before. They won a Stanley Cup way back when I don't think they could pass forward in the league. but they're coming back in. And Jerry Bruckheimer, the movie mogul and producer out of Los Angeles, is a major driving force behind this. So there should be some interesting tie-ins in that regard, I would think.
We have enough. When a league expands, I always wonder if we have enough players, no matter what the sport. We have enough players to support this at the highest level.
Yeah, I mean, it's a global game. It's not like you're just drawing players from a certain sector, and a lot of the guys are staying in either the Russian league, the KHL, or over in Scandinavia. I mean, the best players come and play in this league. So there's still enough, yes. And it's a positive if you're in favor of offense. In the past, whenever there's been expansion, the expansion has created more offense, just because you are diluting the product a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it's a lot of times bad for those local areas, but it's very good for the general population of the league. And individuals that way. So it balances off the two conferences. It looks as though the Arizona Coyotes are going to come into our division, the Central Division, and the league is pocketing a ton of money. Like, it's amazing. The Golden Knights and Seattle, whatever, the baristas, will pay a combined $1.15
billion
to come into the league.
Wow.
And, you know, if you go back to when, the Jets came in, the previous expansion in that, it's gone up like 30% just in 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's the second time Seattle's actually been awarded or approved an expansion team. In 76, it paid $2 million. That was the expansion fee.
Wow.
But they couldn't find the money, so they never got the team back in the late 60s, or 70s, pardon me. And now $650 million gets them in. Crazy. Man.
Vegas was so good immediately. Should we expect the baristas to be good as well?
Well, well, that's the thing. There's a heap of pressure on them because of what Vegas did. They've they've dropped back a little bit. We'll see them on Sunday. That's the start of our next road trip. We'll go out to Vegas on Saturday. You know, I think most people believe that was kind of an aberration, but it does raise the bar, and it gives, I would think, Seattle an opportunity to examine for a couple of years, because they're not going to play until 2021. The opportunity to look and say, well, what things did they do right that we can copy? And former Dallas Stars head coach Dave Tippett is the man in charge of putting together their hockey department. Mm. So he'll be constructing what they do going forward. I don't think he's going to coach. I don't believe he's going to be the general manager. I think he's just sort of going to be a director of hockey operations, if you will, and piece that thing together over the next couple of years.